As I expect most of you know, Sophie is in hospital with a broken leg and is rather poorly. May the Lord be with her. Let us now commence with hymn 675. Come boldly to a throne of grace. Ye wretched sinners, come and lay your load at Jesus' feet and plead what he has done. 675.
Thank you. Let us read together from the Word of God in the First Epistle, General of Peter, chapter 4. First Epistle of Peter, chapter 4. Forasmuch then as Christ has suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise with the same minds, for he that has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin, that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lusts of men, but to the will of God. For the time past of our life may suffice us to have wrought the will of the Gentiles, when we walked in lasciviousness, lust, excess of wine, revelings, banquetings, and abominable idolatries, wherein they think it strange that ye run not with them to the same excess of riots, speaking evil of you, who shall give account to him that is ready to judge the quick and the dead. For this cause was the gospel preached also to them that are dead, that they might be judged according to men in the flesh, but live according to God in the Spirit. But the end of all things is at hand. Be therefore sober and watch unto prayer. And above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sins. Use hospitality one to another without grudging, as every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ. To whom be praise and dominion for ever and ever. Amen. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you, but rejoice, inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. On their part he is evil spoken of, but on your part he is glorified. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, or as a thief, or as an evil doer, or as a busybody in other men's matters. Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. For the time is come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? Wherefore let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to him in well doing as unto a faithful Creator. Amen. Eternal, living, holy, holy, Lord God, permit a few poor sinners to approach unto the mercy seat. Grant, O Lord, the help, the Holy Spirit. What a solemn thing it is to approach unto God. Oh, we seek, Lord, that reverence and godly fear and understanding of our need. Leave us not, O Lord, to borrow words and phrases. Oh, may we come, Lord, as led by the Spirit, and teach us how to pray. Oh, we seek, Lord, that thou'lt help us to plead for the gift, the Holy Spirit of promise. And we pray the Father may send the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Oh, that would be our favour. We seek, Lord, we may feel it to be so. Lord, that thou'lt come and deliver us, Lord, from all things here below, and gather us together, Lord, and may we know that liberty. As we seek for the Holy Spirit of God, for where the Spirit of God is, there is liberty. Lord, we pray that thou'lt help us to plead that name and precious blood of the Lord Jesus. O Lord, may we plead that name and may our pleadings be approved as we see. All such pleadings he approves and blesses them indeed. Lord, may we know that pardon and forgiveness of sin and unbelief. We pray also, Lord, with the hymn writer, Lord, raise my soul above the ground and draw my thoughts to thee. Lord, do help us to come under the circumstances in which we gather, and grant, O Lord, that we may be found at Jesus' feet. Lord, for we read, he knew what he would do. We pray, Lord, that thou to remember our friend in the hospital. And do grant, O Lord, that thou bless her soul and grant living faith in sweet exercise, could it please thee? And grant, O Lord, that this great trial may be sanctified, if it please thee. Do restore, and do remember her brother and the family. And grant, O Lord, that prayer may be answered. But Lord, do grant thy sanctifying grace, Lord, we seek also that thou wilt remember thy servant unable to be here. And we pray, Lord, that thou wilt grant those strengthening mercies. Lord, do grant that help of God. And do grant thy healing touch. Lord, there may be others, but Lord, that stand in need of thy gracious help and healing too. We pray that thou grant that great I am with healing. I am the Lord that healeth thee. Lord, do grant, we pray thee, that help of God in every trial. We have read of the fiery trial. And Lord, we think of those that we bring unto thee, Lord, that carry burdens. Lord, there are some that are afar off, and they lay in our hearts, that thou bring them back. Lord, we pray also that thou quicken thy dead elect. Grant, O Lord, there may be a prodigal here and there. Lord, there may be such sweet knowledge that thy Spirit remaineth among the churches. Oh, we do pray, Lord, that thou take the veil away and breathe the living word, and how we feel to need it personally. Lord, remember those that may especially need thee, to grant some token for good. Lord, that token of thy special love, to show that they are born of God and that their treasure is above, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. For those whose hearts are bound to Zion, Lord, those that have been brought to feel themselves to be sinners and haste to kiss the Son. We pray, Lord, for this church and this people. We pray that thou grant that continuation, that love and unity. And grant, O Lord, that thou wilt remember seekers. Lord, it's when they're finders and there is that sweet knowledge of him. Come, see a man that told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? Others that may find thee as a pearl of great price. O Lord, may it please thee to speak the word, come in. The blessed of the Lord. Wherefore standest thou without? And oh, we do pray, Lord, that thou wilt come and grant that desire of our heart, that there may be many, Lord, that are delivered from this vain and empty dying world. And those, Lord, that are perhaps not in it, but there is not that quickening. That, Lord, there is that living to the day. There is that living, Lord, veil upon the heart, and no exercise of desire nor faith and love. That, Lord, those that drift along, and such were some of you. Lord, we pray that thou bring them in. Remember the little ones and children. We remember them at home and seek, Lord, that thou be mindful of them. And we think of the Sabbath school and pray thy blessing. And Lord, thy gracious help. And may there be sweet encouragements there to press on. And Lord, it may be that there are those that need thee to grant some word in season, but continue thou. Lord, we seek for those that are older, at school and college, and there are those at university too that we remember. And we pray, Lord, that thou bless them. That, Lord, in this day when there are many voices, that, Lord, do watch over them. Well, may there be many roofs. May there be many, Lord, that shall cleave to the truth as it is in Jesus, our heavenly Boaz. Lord, we seek that thou wilt remember the deacons and do be mindful of them continually. And grant, Lord, that help of God to continue. We think of Zechariah that turned his face to the wall, and there is much prayer, Lord, that goes up in secret. Lord, to grant those answers of peace. Remember our land, have mercy upon us at this time. Lord, surely thy judgments are upon us, and we live in perilous times. And sin runs down our streets like a flood, like water. And Lord, there is little regard to thy word, it is trodden underfoot. Lord, there is a dreadful spirit of Antichrist in our in Parliament. And we pray that thou touch hearts and turn back the designs of so many. Lord, do arise. And yet remember us as we pray, Lord, for thy gracious appearing, and that thou wilt grant answers of peace regarding the awful bills, Lord, that are proceeding. But may it please thee, that thy word may sound, thus far thou shalt go no further, and here shall thy proud waves be stayed. And the nations be at earth, and grant that thy kingdom may come. But Lord, do we not seek thy gracious help? But Lord, we come and we desire we may dip our foot in oil, be made acceptable unto the brethren. Desire, Lord, that liberty as we venture. And Lord, may there be that authority and that sweet knowledge, Lord, that all things are according to thy mind and will. May there be some demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Lord, we desire to thank thee for every returning need supplied, not least the open book. May the spices flow out. Our privileges, Lord, our mercies. Lord, do grant that we may be able to bless thee and ask thee yet for more. But Lord, we want the application of thy word. Lord, it's the savour of it to the heart, the truth of it to the soul. Lord, the blessing of it to the poor. Lord, it is the power which belongeth unto thee. And we pray, Lord, that thou breathe comfort where distress abounds. And do direct us to the bleeding wounds of our incarnate God. Oh, may he be lifted up. Oh, Lord, may it please thee to come and grant sweet flowing together. Lord, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow. But Lord, in the sweet Spirit of the Gospel, that there may be much knowledge of Jesus. But O Lord, deliver us from man, we have read solemn things. And grant, O Lord, that grace of God, that we may live as we hope to die. And we seek, Lord, that thou wilt grant us now that help, Lord, to pray that thou wilt remember those in bereavement. Surely, Lord, thou hast taken one to thyself, had the pen of a ready writer. Lord, one that was taught and knew the truth and spoke faithfully. Raise up, Lord, preachers more. And grant, O Lord, there may be that blessing of God yet upon Zion. Lord, that thou bless the preaching of the cross. Lord, that there may be knowledge of law and gospel. Lord, do grant, we pray, comfort to the widow and the family. But there are others, we bear up before thee. Lord, we think of the friends at Earthlingborough. And pray that thou would comfort our friend there. Lord, we bear her up before thee. We seek that thou would help us now, Lord, to fall at Jesus' feet. For none have perished there. Lord, we seek there may be help of God to sing thy worthy praises. Lord, we want to feel that springing up of that well of Bethlehem. Grant that the name of the Lord Jesus may be magnified. Help us, Lord, in every burden, every care. Lord, as we're reminded, may we cast and roll and cast our burden upon thee, Lord. Help us, Lord, to seek again for thy mercy through blood. Lord, do come where sinners are. Oh, and then we do need thee, Lord, to make us ready when thou shalt call. And do help us to believe. Lord, do grant now that help of God as we plead, no other name among men, that worthy name. Grant, O Lord, the knowledge of Him. We ask for Christ's sake. Amen.
Hymn number 1040. When we lay in sin polluted, wretched and undone we were, all we saw and heard was suited only to produce despair. Ours appeared a hopeless case, such it had been, but for grace. 1040. Thank you.
by the help of God, we'll direct you to the chapter in the 1st of Peter, to chapter 4. We read two verses, verses 10 and 11. As every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same one to another, as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion for ever and ever. Amen. We believe these two verses to be read together for this chapter. It speaks of divers of various exhortations by the Apostle. We read that he directs these oracles, really, these truths, unto the Church of the Living God. It's a very solemn thing. We read, for the time is come that judgment must begin at the house of God. If it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? But then we read a verse that is very applicable, but the end of all things is at hand. Be therefore sober and watch unto prayer. There are many exhortations. And what we need is the Lord to grant a little of that sweet knowledge of Him that God hath made known in the oracles of His Word, in the truth of God, especially in this dark day. We perhaps come among you thinking of our very great need. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth. But this word meets here that God in all things, may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion for ever and ever. Amen. Oh, what a weighty word, how needful it is. It speaks, does it not, of that true worship of God and that ministry that God gives according to the gift. That is especially in my mind, that grace that God gives. And there is a ministry, the same one to another, as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. But then also we read of the ordinance and the preaching of the gospel. The word seemed to abide with me, and I'm not one to turn away from the word that we must venture with. I was thinking especially of the Word of God this afternoon in the 2nd of Corinthians. I was thinking much about it. It's in the oracle of God's Word that those whose minds are blinded, for until this day remaineth the same veil untaken away. It speaks especially in the 2 Corinthians chapter 3, of those that especially clave unto Moses, the Old Testament, and wanted none other. But then also, friends, very solemnly, that I preach to myself that we need that veil taken away. It is upon all nations by the fall. Only God can take it away. It's not articulating, persuading, cajoling that the works of men. God, friends, can only take that dreadful veil away. Oh, and what a thing it is to feel it. What a thing it is to need the Lord to take the veil away and breathe the living word. Oh, it is necessary to speak of this vital work of God's blessed Spirit. How needful today. Oh, how needful the Lord to come and take the veil away from the heart, for even unto this day the veil is upon the heart. Nevertheless, when it shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. Now the Lord is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. I was thinking upon those words, and then the text seemed to come on my mind. And we must speak as God may guide us. There is then in the preaching of the word that vital necessity of God's work. The Lord that gives the word will bless it too. And then there may be those that are sorely troubled because the Lord does not see that to grant that desire of their hearts, still that they feel so much in bondage and so much the truth of God's word, that veil to be so greatly, tightly drawn. Well, in the oracle, the Lord Jesus said, without me, you can do nothing. Oh, can you believe it? Well, friends, do you come in there and own it to be a truth in the oracle? Need the Lord to come and grant for that vital deliverance, that sweet enlargement, that living faith. Oh, our young people are greatly tried about these things. I hope so. Well, they will not seek to sail as close to the wind as they can. They'll desire to know the Lord, the Spirit, to grant those answers of peace. And then it does bring us to the word here of the gift that God gives, perhaps. And I was thinking, when it says every man is the figurehead. I don't know why, but I was thinking of the teachers in the Sunday school. It seemed to come on my mind that maybe those that need the Lord to grant that gracious help. And so there may be an application. Even so, let them minister or attend according the word of God. The manifold grace of God will open the heart, won't it? Let there be a love and a desire. The Lord's work to appear. And sometimes hearts may be very cast down. I must leave the thought with you. And the Lord grant the sweetest encouragement. For who can tell? then there is an application of the word in a practical way, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards in the manifold grace of God. Well, there's a practical application, isn't there? The word of God in the oracle speaks of it. It doesn't say go and be clothed and well and not to attend to those necessities. We are thankful we live in days when there are not the needs, but perhaps still those that have many things they have to bring to the Lord, accounts to be settled, and it may be those that look to the Lord's hand, well, the Lord grants something out of the oracle for it. The sweet word of his grace, the cattle upon a thousand hills. Even so, minister the same one to another. Oh, but it needs a single heart, doesn't it? Not to be thought something of men. Oh, the Lord knows the heart that gives. But the matter, perhaps in my mind, is especially as the Lord touches the heart, and then there is that sweet sense, isn't there, knowledge of the need of the Lord to bless the people, especially the younger ones, and encourage them to. So we clear ourselves a little. There is a practical application. Even so, minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. Manifold grace of God. Oh, how wondrous that grace, isn't it? My grace is sufficient for thee. Oh, and if it were not manifold, where would we be this evening? I mean pardoning grace. I mean that grace that abounds, that reigns. Well, that grace that belongs so much to the Lord Jesus. You know, every service we're reminded of it, aren't we? May the grace of the Lord Jesus. Sweet grace, isn't it? The love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit abide with the household of God, but oh, that manifold grace of God. Oh, how sweet it is, isn't it, to a poor sinner. Oh, that grace of God. I liken it to that bank of faith to keep going and the drawing there, isn't there? And still, the fullness is the same because he giveth more grace. Ah, oh, poor sinners, friends, they can draw there in the bank of faith and plead what he has done. But oh, it's knowledge, isn't it? And receiving of those tokens. It is that to go away from God's house and to take something home with you. A little of that grace of God, you know, it'll calm the heart, won't it? And bring the sweet truth of the oracle. God's word. Oh, that's, there may be a thorn in the flesh. Maybe things that God sends, permits. We've walked in some of those things. But oh, we do desire to preach this manifold grace of God. And oh, it is not just preaching, is it? Not just hearing it, it's receiving it. Oh, it is hearts, the Lord, that the Lord touches. And then grace is precious, isn't it? I'm in the free favour of it. Oh, that's free grace and dying love. And oh, how we stand in need of it. All sufficient grace. I must come a little further. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ. To him be praise and dominion for ever and ever. Amen. Now, it is our desire to speak. The Lord may help of these wondrous oracles of God. Oh, and he that is the best of all ministers. Oh, that glorious one. Oh, that did so fulfill that sweet word in the prophecy, and we turned it down in the 61st chapter. That this one that said, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon thee. Because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek, and sent me to bind up the brokenhearted. It's a good oracle, isn't it? Dear saints of God, oh, the oracles of God are very precious, aren't they, to God's dear people. I mean the prophecy. The sweet things that are said of him. Oh, and the time that is fulfilled when he that should come did so sweetly come and say these things are fulfilled. And the word just comes to my mind in the fourth chapter of Luke, where especially that oracle was sweetly fulfilled. What a day it was. It was delivered unto him the book, and all the oracles in it. The prophet Isaiah, when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written. Something that God would do. That's what we need, isn't it? The Lord to take the lively oracle and grant a little sweetness to his waiting people, to his dear church in the wilderness. And when he had opened the book, he found this place to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive, and recovering of sight to the blind. Oh, friends, it is a good oracle, isn't it? A good word when the Lord speaks thus, and this day is this fulfilled in your ears. And I think of the spiritual application. The time when the Lord is pleased to come and nothing can hinder him. The oracles must be fulfilled. The Lord, friends, will bless the poor. He'll gather it. His church. He'll bring the blind by way that they know not. He spoke thus to Cyrus that knew him not. How much more? The Lord speak for that gathering in of his dear people. He knows how to speak a word in season, doesn't he? To him that is weary. It's in the oracle. Oh, friends, I'm speaking to somebody. Referring to many things today. He was saying it's all do, isn't it? And he said, when I was a lad, he said, the minister used to say it was done. And I think I know what he meant. Oh, friends, it's the preaching of the oracle, isn't it? that the Lord will bring back his dear people and high upon his shoulder. The night here, Mr. The government shall be upon his shoulder. And he will bring in his dear people. Some may say, well, there's nothing left for you to do. Well, it's not like that at all, is it? The matter is this, there's much prayer and desire and begging the Lord to arise. We read in the oracle, they shall be planted in God's house. The Lord hasten it. I mean those that the Lord has sweetly blessed and own, oh, that they need him most. And perhaps some of you have got an oracle, a promise. And oh, you do need the Lord to fulfill it. I know in my early days I had to go up and down the lane where we lived. The children were young, well, before they were born, really. Oh, that the Lord would grant the answer of peace. He will regard the prayer of the destitute, not despise their prayer. Oh, I had to plead that oracle for him. Oh, and it seemed as if the Lord wouldn't answer. Oh, the dreadful need that is felt, isn't it, of the Lord's mercy for our sin and unbelief. The great God of heaven to appear. Number one, there was some construction going on just over the way from us. I was so burdened, so tried. I went away one evening, knelt down where none could see me at all. I had to cry unto God, most high. Oh, the dreadful needs that prevailed in my soul. Would God appear? We're to bring home those very needs, but I believe God heard. It's a time fixed, isn't it? In the oracle, when God will appear, for they shall not wait in vain that wait for me. The Lord will straighten you out. Well, there are many things that attend waiting upon him. But the Lord, friends, is faithful to the word, to the oracle. Do you live upon this? Oh, we read in the Acts they gave, the apostles gave them the oracles to keep. And so we need, friends, grace in our hearts to hold fast to the oracle. Oh, it is very clearly revealed that God has been disposed to reveal himself, the great God of heaven, in the oracle of his word. Is it precious? Is there something locked up? And now you have to plead it. Remember the word upon which thou hast caused me to hope. Is that a good oracle? Need the Lord to grant that sweet word to be fulfilled. And we've had to bow so low under his sovereign will. Not so easy, is it? And then the matter is this, God is pleased to grant to his servants that word of his grace. And that it may be very insignificant, but the Lord gives the word, and oh, the power and the sweet truth that flows when God commands it into the hearts of his dear waiting people. And the word of God isn't bound, is it? The oracles aren't bound, are they? Oh, friends, the matter is this, it's a great matter to attend upon the preaching of the word and the prayer meetings too. But let me encourage the dear younger ones, all friends, it is a good thing when heart blends with heart. When the Lord may send a word and there's a sweet knowledge that the Lord has given the word. Well, what a sweet truth it is, isn't it, when the Lord grants a little of that sweet knowledge of himself. So we have to speak of it a little this evening. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as the ability which God gives. Oh, I come so far short. Then we must speak well of him. I think our friend spoke of it in the vestry. Oh, to speak well of him. Oh, how needful it is to speak of the Lord Jesus to his dear people, to those that we need the Lord to grant that word in season, to grant the word of his grace. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth. Now, how careful we need to be in speaking from the word. Oh, how needful it is the Lord to grant that sweet word of his grace to those that wait upon him. If any man minister, let him do it to the ability which God gives. Oh, I feel my need of the Lord's help this evening to speak wisely from this word. That God in all things may be glorified. Oh, how needful that is. The Lord to be lifted up. The Lord to grant the word of his grace. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God gives. How needful the Lord to grant that wisdom. That's a grace to speak as we ought. So I must come a little further. What does it mean? As good stewards of the manifold grace of God, if any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. Well, I must speak. The Lord may guide me. Are there those that wait upon the Lord, that need him to fulfil his gracious word? Are those that need the Lord to minister in their hearts the sweet word of life? Are those that need the Lord to grant some token for good, some token of his special love? I must come a little further. Oh, the word speaks of the oracles of God. And I must speak for a moment of the way in which God speaks unto his dear people. When I was very young, I remember so clearly the Lord granting some gracious opening up of his word. So that, the reading service, when God touched my heart, I made a sweet blessing. The Lord perhaps granted that sweet knowledge of him that that speaks the oracle, perhaps in some special way. The Lord grants that, the grace of God in sweet exercise. If any man minister, let him do it. There's the ability which God gives. But then, we must come a little further. This ability that is spoken of, which God gives. Oh, it directs us, friends, to that's the way in which God leads his people. When he empties them, he lays them low. That when they feel they cannot go on, when they feel that God has forsaken them, Christ, when they greatly fear that the Lord has never spoken, we fear that the Lord has blessed his people, but there is that dreadful, it's a word, isn't it? They remember death in the heart. The Lord's people feel like that sometimes. Oh, they fear that the Lord has passed them by, that he has forgotten to be gracious. But those that the Lord appoints, the Lord blesses, raises to an office, or whatever way he may appoint, there is that special word in the oracle, I may say, is of the ability which God gives. Well, this ability, friends, is how much grace we need. This ability is what the dear Lord will prove to us. This ability is not of the creature. It is not according to how we may think, but it is coming unto him as a living stone. It is leaning upon him. Yeah. Upon the arm of his grace. Oh, it is that venturing to be naught. It is when the Lord is pleased to grant some sweet knowledge. That's a good word, isn't it, in the oracle? It is the Lord. Let him do what seems him good. Perhaps it may be a good word for some this evening. Oh, and then the Lord very sweetly reveals so much of Christ, doesn't he? In the oracles of God. Or when the dear Lord is precious to his people. Oh, and how sweet that is to a living soul. And the Lord is pleased to grant that oracle and all the sweet truth in it. To his dear people, that the Lord is the same, isn't he? To endless days. Oh, that's a truth that we have before us in the word that God in all things may be glorified. Oh, it's not so easy to walk that out, is it? God in all things. The exhortation is this. Oh, it is. To do all things. God in all things may be glorified. Through Jesus Christ. Oh, I want to speak just a few things before we close this evening. Of this word we've read for a text. But we leave perhaps those things which especially belong to the preaching of God's word and dwell as God may help to speak of those things that which are according to the holy mind and will revealed in the oracle. Well, those sweet truths Well, think of one. We read of dear Jeremiah, don't we? Is there any word from the Lord? Jeremiah said there is. In the oracle, isn't it? And sometimes the word that he gives is, or that word that is to be laid before the Lord. There is that need for the Lord to open the book. The Lord to grant that sweet knowledge of himself. Think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you as some strange thing happened unto you. Brothers, speak as God may directly. Perhaps in a few things, in this word, that this great God, this God so high, this God that we read in all things may be glorified, reaches, doesn't it, right into our hearts, reaches into our lives, reaches into our prayers, our exercises, reaches into our humble desires that the Lord may graciously appear, grant some sweet knowledge that it is the Lord, let him do what seems him good. Then I must speak. Lord, may help me from this obscure part of the word. If any man minister, let him do it as the ability which God giveth. Now, we may think, perhaps, of one so articulate, so gifted, so enabled to speak, and yet the Lord says, as we read of all those sons of Jesse, the Lord has not chosen me. Is there yet a son? Well, there's David. Arise, anoint him. This is he. And this man, in the truth of God's word, was brought into this place where the Lord's choosing was made known, wasn't it? The Lord's will was revealed. There's much sweet truth in it, friend. You speak of it like this, that the Lord's way is better than our way, isn't it? That the oracles of God speak of God's will and everything bowing down to it. The oracles of God speak of that which God chooses. And that which belongs to the ministry is that separating nature of the preacher and the gospel. Not many want to hear about that today. Well, that separating of the precious from the vile. It's in the oracle, isn't it? We speak of it like this, that the Lord will hasten it in his time, his perfect holy will, and how we have to bow so low. A few things we have to leave very much in the Lord's hand. Remember especially when I was so burdened and so troubled. And it seemed as if the Lord would never answer poor broken petition. I want to come a little further, because we must speak of this ability that God gives. Is it not that ability to take the lowest place? Is it not that will of God to bow under his holy sovereign will, to wait upon him still, Is it not necessary to speak from this text of what the Lord will bring to pass? But oh, this ability, you know, it is all of God, isn't it? All of Him that gave the oracle. My grace is sufficient for thee. My strength is made perfect in weakness. Then I must speak just a few things from the last part of the verse. I wonder what it may mean this evening. That God in all things may be glorified. Let me speak of it like this. Oh, it is needful to understand this, that this word, this great God, this God that we would desire to worship, desire to bow under His sovereignty, desire to know no will but His. We've had to walk in it. And yet there's a sweetness in it. But the Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. And then you know it is that sacred truth that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ. What a text. All things made known in Him, in the oracle, isn't it? We speak of the sufficiency of Christ, that the Christ of God, for the pardon of His dear people, the sufficiency of His grace. And you know, friends, the Lord is not short, is He? He's not short of a man. The Lord takes His servants home, doesn't He? Oh, would to God there might be a harvest, and that the Lord may raise up those servants of God that God appoints. Oh, how needful it is to bow humbly under that good hand of God. And then, you know, that's the very nature, isn't it, of the preaching, that God in all things, not man in all things, not the creature in all things, not the preacher in all things, God in all things. Oh, that we might know that sweet line of the hymn, over a closer walk with God. Calm and heavenly frame, a light to shine upon the road that leads me to the path. Oh, that God in all things may be glorified. Oh, may the Lord hasten it. Grant that the sweet truth of it, in our hearts and in the churches, God in all things. But does He not make all things work together for good? Hard to walk it out, isn't it? And so the Lord commands, thus it must be. God in all things be glorified. Or are there those things that you can see that once you didn't see? And those things that God appoints. This is the way. Walk ye in it, when ye turn to the right hand, and ye turn to the left, and to whom be praise and dominion for ever and ever. Amen. Oh, the Lord grant a little of that sweet truth by experimental knowledge. God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion. Now, really, I must leave it, but that really is the heart of His dear people. That is, the Lord makes Himself known. God in all things may be glorified. Through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen.
Let us close with the second part of hymn 87. 87, part 2. Oh, the mysterious depths of grace, who shall thy wandering mazes trace, surpassing human thought to know, where this abyss of love shall flow. The second part, hymn 87.
Thank you.
sacred, great three in one. Or may we be able to plead that worthy name and thus be found amongst thy people. Now may the grace of the Lord Jesus, the love of God the Father, and the communion of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us each, now and forevermore. Amen.